Hey, what's up, guys? Today I feel a bit sheepish recording these batched recordings because I've been spending these last 3 weeks really going into reviewing our business numbers, and it's something I have not paid attention to, completely my fault. In the setup of our business, we have an account manager. My brother's an accountant. He has got a background in managing Xero, which is an accounting software. We also have a bookkeeper to help reconcile and chase debt. Now, that is all great to perform those tasks, but I'd come to learn I hadn't been measuring anything. No KPIs, no measuring sticks. And I've been spending these last 3 months troubleshooting the last 3 years of business that we've been trading. Even though we've been open for seven, I'd probably say the first 3 to 4 years were a bit haphazard. It was just me being a solo physio, then recruiting team members that I was very haphazard in managing. It's all completely my fault. But it's part of the evolution process and learning a lot about yourself, where your weaknesses are and where your strengths are. So these next couple of recordings are some learnings that I've found in playing around with Xero and having your yardsticks, having your measuring sticks, because it's very important to measure the pulse of your business. Now, from a personal setting, I know my household numbers and expenses. I just didn't pay attention to the business side. I was focused on bringing more revenue in, doing a good job, customer service, doing a good job for team members to like me, to like the business that we're in. And, you know, I was kind of pushing the expenses and, you know, where the money was coming in. I was not focusing on where the money was going out. So this next two physio wisdoms will be number one on Xero and number two on industry benchmarks. Hope you enjoy.